Meredith and I were both 27 when she got pregnant with our first child. She has lupus, an autoimmune disease, and we knew our pregnancy would most likely be considered high risk. But Meredith's sister was pregnant with her second child. My siblings had begun having children, and we had a few friends who were pregnant with their first child, so we felt like the time was right. Actually, my feeling is that you are never going to be totally prepared, and part of the experience is learning as you go along, so you might as well jump. Our first doctor didn't provide us with the experience we hoped for, medically or emotionally. We assumed he would look at Meredith's disease in relation to her pregnancy and give us insight into what we might have in store for us over the next 9 months in a straightforward yet sensitive manner. Seems reasonable, right? This was hardly the case. In our only appointment with this man, he began to speak in a stream of consciousness manner on the many negative realities of having lupus and children. Essentially, this man, without educating himself on my wife's individual case, made a broad judgment that our pregnancy would most likely be riddled with complications resulting in the baby being stillborn. My wife and I left his office in tears and feeling hopeless. Fortunately, we did not let that experience dictate our future. We found another doctor and got a second opinion. Thankfully, the second doctor felt confident that there was no reason we couldn't have a healthy baby and that we should start trying whenever we were ready, which was immediately. As it turned out, a high-risk doctor wasn't even needed for any of my wife's three pregnancies. The moral of the story? Don't settle on one opinion, especially not the first one you hear. Explore your options and get a second, even third opinion if necessary. Once we got the green light, we were eager to begin. I was psyched I didn't need to wear a condom anymore. However, we soon learned that there is a science behind making babies. It's not all fun and games. Some people have it easier than others. I was prepared to take as long as we needed to hit a home run, if you will. My wife, on the other hand, was militant about it being sooner than later for fear of striking out. After we were unsuccessful the first month, Meredith learned about kits that help women in determining the exact time of ovulation so they can try during their most fertile period, thereby increasing chances of success. The second month was our first experience with the ovulation kit, but it took another month before we got it right. In our case, the old saying, third time's a charm, was true, because the forces of nature finally collided and formed our little dude, now known as Kai. Little did I know the journey that I was about to embark on. Thinking back, I was in no way prepared to be a father, emotionally or financially. I was young, in love, and enthusiastic, but did not have a career in place, a steady income, or any idea of what it meant to be a father. Least of all, a father of three, like I am now. But I soon found out that, with the help of my wife, I could rise to the challenge and become a terrific dad, if I do say so myself. And all it took was some motivation, education, and preparation. Prepping for impregnating. How the two of you get prepared to make babies. Parenting is a lot like marathon training. It's a huge commitment and very exhausting, yet the reward once you cross that finish line is beyond description. I know this being a marathon runner myself. So once you decide to start the baby-making process, think of your body like you're an athlete about to train for a marathon. First, head to your doctor for a checkup. There are all sorts of things she can do to get herself ready for pregnancy. But you too can prep your body for baby making. Think about it. Are you physically ready for this? Be smart and don't rely alone on your manly instinct that you are in killer shape. For instance, no one wants varicose veins, but you really don't want them in the scrotum, as they can alter your sperm. Nice visual, eh?